Have you been wondering how to affordably fix that crack in your wall or any plaster repairs? Well, Leo is your man. Recently relocated to the Cleveland area from Rhode Island, Leo is an expert in this field with over 30 years' experience, especially on those difficult ceiling or wall textures. Call Leo at 401-651-5757 and be sure to save his number. Once again, that's 401-651-5757.
Shalom, Mishpokah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear, and Shalom Adonai, Mishpokah, which means peace to our family of the Lord. So, I'm very glad that you could join us tonight. So much prophecy is falling right into line and very quickly.
Yes, it is. And we want to remind our listeners that all our radio programs and newsletters are archived on shofarministries.net, a plethora of knowledge that we hope you will share with others.
Yes, definitely. Tell a friend about this unique time of a deeper look into Bible prophecy through today's news, as we are looking tonight mainly at Jerusalem and Joel 3. But first, let's ask God for his blessing.
Abba, Father, we pray for the real shalom of Jerusalem as we thank you for your Son who has saved us from our major disease called sin. We highly praise you as we lift up to your throne these written prayer requests, especially those afflicted with rare diseases and all forms of cancer. Please continue to pull at the heartstrings of our unsaved loved ones. Protect and guide our president and all our leaders to fulfill your divine will. We recognize that we are nothing without you, but that with you we can do all things according to your will. We stand on the promises of your prophetic word, confirming that you really are coming soon. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen for sure.
Okay, we haven't done any news in a few weeks, so let's catch up.
Well, as you said, there's a plethora of it, and we can't cover it all, as, for instance, President Trump's hardline decision today over the Iran deal of 2015, which we will address fully next week after we process it mindfully and prophetically, all the implications and the effects it has on the other nations, especially Israel. You know, it has been known now that John Kerry, who was Obama's Secretary of State, has been working behind the scenes, talking with foreign leaders about the nuclear deal that he helped negotiate. Kerry could be in legal trouble. According to the Logan Act, a private citizen, which he is now, cannot interfere with foreign governments relating to U.S. governmental controversies or disputes. By the way, he has also been meeting with Palestinian leader Abbas of the, as I said, the Palestinians.
Yeah, and you know that can't be good.
Again, there is so much we could talk about just in Russia alone, or the probable peace deal concerning North Korea.
Or India, who is really paving the way for the mark of the beast.
Yes, going all digital. Cashless society, and, you know, China is right on their heels. And we can't forget about Syria, where an Israeli military official just said that 100 Hezbollah Iranian missiles were recently destroyed by Israel in the last Syrian airstrike.
Revenge is surely coming.
Yes, they are cooking up something, and Israel's intelligence is confirming that it is so.
Or we could talk about the White House correspondence dinner.
That was
a joke.
That was totally disgusting. Hailing abortion like she did, and just very vile. And then you still have Stormy Daniels. She's plaguing President Trump. The raid on his attorney, Michael Cohen, revealed some major inconsistencies, all that while Mueller is still investigating a Russian collusion and now threatening to subpoena the president. In other topics, we could talk about sanctuary cities and immigration, especially on the Mexican border. We could talk about the JFK papers that President Trump has still not released after promising he would.
And what about this one? The Boy Scouts dropping the word boy from its name.
Yes. Or the massive firings and resignations along with many attorneys from the White House.
I think it's about 100, ain't it?
Yeah. Or we could talk about the volcanoes in Hawaii, which is awful. Please pray for them. Or how Bill Gates plans on putting 500 new satellites in space to better conduct surveillance, have a hard time with that word, of all the humans on Earth. So, there is a lot of news that affects us all in one way or another. But, obviously, we don't have time to do all that.
So, let's just stick to Israel. What do you say?
Well, yes. And that, of course, includes the United States because we are allied with them. And let me just say, especially after reading what I saw last Friday that we'll be sharing in a minute, our president, especially right now, is a very important figure in the end time scenario. And again, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, because first, I know you have a little good news.
I do. Child trafficking is getting hit pretty hard. Backpage.com, which was the major child trafficking site, is gone, and hundreds are getting indicted.
Funny how we don't hear about this on any of the TV news shows.
I know. Probably because the top owners know all about it and are possibly part of a large cabal, because it is very lucrative. Did you know there is a reference to child trafficking in Joel 3, verse 3? Because this kind of thing has been going on for centuries.
And you know why? Because we've had good old Satan for centuries.
Exactly. And there is continual archaeological findings confirming the Bible's accuracy, and the newest is more evidence of the monarchy of King David. And you can add President Trump has signed more executive orders, reducing some more burdens on faith-based institutions with equal rights to exercise deeply held beliefs. However, many other Obama's policies still do remain, and they need repealed, like sexual orientation and gender identity cannot be discriminated against for employment, even in churches.
Okay, back to Israel. By the way, what's going on in Gaza?
Well, the Palestinian rioters, emboldened by Hamas, are still breaking down border fences, hurling grenades and tear gas, as well as hundreds of flaming kites carrying incendiary devices, causing numerous fires to hundreds of acres of valuable crops of the Jewish kibbutzes nearby, reducing vegetation to ashes. And by the way, that's going to take like decades to grow back. But then, last Friday, the winds mysteriously turned and began blowing profusely in the other direction back into Gaza, along with copious amounts of tear gas chasing the protesters away. Smoke from the burning tires also blew away from Israel.
So Hamas got to come up with another way.
And, of course, they did. Instead of flying flaming kites, now it's helium balloons with bottle bombs attached. I still think the wind would affect them also.
Yeah, probably more like a tornado-type wind.
Yeah, okay, well, God could do that. But bottom line, Hamas has now escalated its war of destruction. Just yesterday, they torched 100 more acres of farmland. Many wheat crops were just wiped out.
Are these farmers going to get any type of compensation?
Yes, the Israeli government is paying out millions of shekels to farmers for lost crops, including barley and wheat, which were ready for harvest.
Let's watch to see what God does now.
Oh, for sure.
And isn't the Islam month of Ramadan coming soon?
Oh, yes, it is. Unfortunately, as a rule, Muslim terrorism increases during this time, and I believe it will, especially since Lebanon just held new elections where Hezbollah, remember that's Iran's proxy fighters, they just won. So what little democracy there was in Lebanon is now totally gone. You can say now that Iran is Israel's northern neighbor. Anyhow, this year Ramadan begins on May 15th, coincidentally the day after the official moving of our embassy to West Jerusalem on the 70th anniversary of Israel's statehood. You know, when the fig tree began to bloom again?
Yeah, you reviewed that, I think, just 2 months ago.
I did. March 6th, to be exact, if you want to go to the website and listen to it. So, let me remind tonight's listeners that Jesus said, the generation that sees the fig tree, which is Israel, put forth leaves.
That was in 1948.
We'll see all these things happen that he just talked about in Matthew 24. Most understand a generation to be 70 years from Psalm 90, but no more than 80. And that would be, in my thinking, to include the 7 years of the tribulation.
And 70 is a very important, significant number.
You think? Yeah. So bottom line, we know we are very close, and we have said repeatedly that the biggest clue of all is to watch Jerusalem, because Joel 3 says, judgment is coming when they divide his land, which is Jerusalem, where God has even placed his name by the way of his initial, the Sheen, which is the first letter in Shaddai, translated Almighty. And he did this by embedding the valleys into Jerusalem in the shape of the Sheen.
Which to us looks like a W.
Yes. And there is a picture of that on our webpage. Just go to the search engine, which is on the top of the page of shofarministries.net, and just type in God's initial. And you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll surely be blessed.
Honey, before we get into Joel 3, could you tell our listeners how they can contact us with their end time questions?
Absolutely. Okay, we do welcome all comments. And you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. And we'll call you back usually within 24 hours. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are very much needed and greatly appreciated. And we will be sure to include you in our monthly updates. So you can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your learning pleasure.
Okay, well, let's look at our end time, number one sign from Joel 3, beginning in verse 1.
For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem.
Okay, we can see he's talking here of the last days when he brings home all the Israeli tribes from the diaspora. That heavily began in 1948 when they became a legal and official Jewish nation.
I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
That's the Kidron Valley today in Jerusalem. It's on the eastern side of Jerusalem, so therefore the right side of his initial.
And I will enter into judgment with them there.
Next, he will tell us why.
On account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they had scattered among the nations, they have also divided up my land.
Okay, that last bit of information is what's most important. Let's do a little historical summary of Jerusalem. It actually dates back to the 4th millennium B.C., and if you think that Jerusalem was once the Garden of Eden, as many do, then it is the oldest city in the world. Certainly it is the holiest city in Judaism since King David in 1000 B.C. and to Christianity, especially since our Jewish Jesus walked in it. Because of Israel's disobedience, God allowed the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar to lay siege to Jerusalem, and that was in 586 B.C. But 70 years later, and again, 70 is an important number, the new King Cyrus of Persia permitted the Jews to go back to rebuild Jerusalem and erect a new temple beginning in 516 BC. Then much later it was conquered by Alexander the Great, and after his death the entire empire was split amongst his four generals, with Antiochus Epiphanes eventually controlling Jerusalem in the intertestament period. We all know the story of the Maccabees, Hanukkah, and Antiochus Epiphanes' demise in 168 BC by the Hasmoneans of the Maccabees, who reestablished Jerusalem as its capital around 153 BC. Well, eventually then Rome took over and installed Herod the Great, a Hellenized converted Jewish king who devoted himself to developing and beautifying the city, doubling the area of the Temple Mount. Herod's descendants remained client kings of Jerusalem through Agrippa II. That was around 96 AD. Now, the Romans had crucified Jesus around 33 AD, and they burned down the temple in 70 AD. Again, 70 is an important number. Then by 117 AD, Emperor Hadrian totally Romanized the city, renaming it Alia Capitolina, and banned the Jews from entering into it. Later, Hadrian renamed the entire Judean province, he named it Palestina, after the biblical Philistines, in an attempt to totally de-Judaize the country. And that continued until about the 4th century A.D. Until the 7th century A.D., Jerusalem repeatedly changed hands between the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, and the Sassanid Empire. When, in 638 A.D., the Islam Caliphate extended its dominion to Jerusalem, so it's now considered Islam's third holiest city after Mecca and Medina. However, now the Jews were officially allowed back into the city, but were soon persecuted as well as the Christians, until the Crusades in 1096 AD by Pope Urban II, who also wanted to control Jerusalem. And you know what? The Vatican still does today. During the Crusades, many Muslims and also Jews were slaughtered. Now, the Crusaders took Jerusalem for a short time by back-and-forth battles, which continued till around 1250, when the Mamluks conquered Jerusalem, lasting until 1517, when the Ottoman Turks conquered it and remained for 400 years. And that takes us up to about 1917, when conquered by the British. Now, Jerusalem was then, after that, considered a no-man's land until 1947, when, as a result, mostly from the Holocaust, Britain gave this land to Israel, but after a quick partition, did not include Jerusalem. Soon, in 1948, the Jews had to defend their newly returned land when attacked by Egypt in the south, Jordan on its east, and Syria from its north. But God helped and won. Then again, in 1967, they were attacked, but this time they won back Jerusalem, Gaza, and the Golan Heights. Another true miracle of God. I mean, I don't know if you've ever read the stories of even what the soldiers talked about at the time and how the enemy ran away because they actually saw angels in armor. I mean, it's quite amazing. If you haven't looked into that, you should. So anyway, I gave you all that history to open your eyes as to what I'm about to tell you. That's in Joel 3, and it's about the final judgment that will come if, or better put, when, according to Scripture, they divide my land in the last days. So we know it's going to happen. Well, last Friday, President Trump's possible peace plan that he's been working on with his son-in-law, Jared, was, I think, probably purposely leaked out to see the people's reaction. And here's what it basically says at this point. Now, we already know that West Jerusalem will be Israel's capital because we are moving our embassy there. But it's East Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount stands, that is the most important. And as I stated many months ago, the Temple Mount, which is attached to the old city with its four quarters, will be made international, according to this report. And the rest of East Jerusalem will be given to the Palestinians. And again, that was just leaked out on Friday. Now, to me and to you, I'm sure you understand, it's called division, okay? It's called dividing God's land. And if this happens, as the Bible says it will at some time, the tribulation will begin right afterwards. It is my belief, as I have shared before, watch then for the Pope to be asked to oversee the Temple Mount. And as part of the deal, Israel will build its third temple on what will be an international Temple Mount. And then by the beginning of the second half of Jacob's tribulation, the Antichrist, who must be from Rome, according to Daniel 9, 24 through 27, I believe it's probably the Pope of the Vatican, will sit in the Holy of Holies, declaring himself as God. And you know the rest of the story. But here's the good news. First, his bride, that's you and me, will be taken out of the way, for we are not destined for the wrath of God, which, by the way, is the total 7 years, because if you read Revelation 6, you see that stuff happens right away, famines and wars and all that stuff. So there'll be that temporary peace. You know, when they say peace and security, then the end shall come. So there'll be a temporary peace, but it won't last for long. We can see them already saying that because of North Korea. Well, anyway, we'll be watching to see if Trump's plan will, at this time, be implemented, which actually I pray it is, because it's time to get this show on the road. I mean, in the air. All right, it's Jesus really Lord over your life. Just make sure he is. Make sure he is in your heart. You know, Luke 21 says you can escape with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Let him, Jesus Christ, have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in-between. Those of you out there that are listening that might be lukewarm, like in the Laodicean church, you better get your act together now. Tithe your time in God's word. You need it for discernment. Oh, well, I hope you have enjoyed this program, and next week we'll have even a better one. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing of number 6, 22 through 27. Yevrakaka Adonai v'yishmeraka, Ya'er Adonai panav v'leka v'yuneka, Yasei Adonai panav v'leka v'yisem l'ha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I just want to mention, too, that this prayer in the original is the Lord will bless you. For some reason, in the English translations, they leave the word will out of there. And instead says, may he bless you. But let me tell you what, the original says the Lord will. If you are a child of God, he will bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. So, till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Please pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, you're going to prosper in all ways. And you can read that in Psalm 122, verse 6. Please think heavily about getting into God's word a little bit more. You know, we get caught up in the cares of this life, and that can pull you back out into the outer court instead of staying in the Holy of Holies. So guard against that. Guard your time wisely. Redeem it wisely. Find time, write it in your schedule, to study God's word. again, it's for your discernment because things are happening, people. We could be out of here real soon. Next time, we'll talk again. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.